Hare Krishna. This morning I gave a short Bhagavatam class. Our yearly fair is nigh. It starts tomorrow. Machitartekvan.
Again.
Yeah, starts tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Once again, the weather forecast is for baking conditions, which is not so ideal because we need better to have sort of cool weather, non-swimming weather, without rain to get the maximum number of guests possible. But anyway, there's a wonderful program being set out, and I'll be out there preaching all that time, as usual, in my own tent. And this morning's class was in the concluding verses of calculation of the time from the atom. And the topic was how time influences everybody. But firstly, it's the energy of the Lord and subordinate to Him, and yet all living entities who identify with their material bodies are subject to time. Now, time is one of those very interesting things that we also can use in terms of our preaching, that's invisible, that modern science doesn't really know what it is. No one argues with the fact that it doesn't exist. We measure it. We measure it with watches of all different sorts. They may be just mobile phones or expensive luxury watches, but we measure time, or at least we think we measure time. Of course, we measure it arbitrarily, and yet at the same time, we don't know what it is. We see its effect, but we don't know what it is. And that's sort of generally acceptable in scientific circles, that time exists, all we know is we see its effect. And we have a similar, this can be a similar phenomena, argument, excuse me, and that's why I say it's useful for our preaching, because time, like time, the soul also exists, but it's a fact. People can't see it. You can't see the soul. But otherwise, you better have a better explanation for why you're conscious then, if it's not the soul that's the source of consciousness, or you can call it anything, but there's a source to that consciousness. And if people say, and of course not just people if they say, but they do say, that this consciousness is just a combination of chemicals. And of course, Prabhupada's answer to that is, okay, you combine some chemicals together and make consciousness. And until you do, don't give some silly answers like that. Over and above that, why don't you extend the same argument to time? We'll mix some chemicals together and make time. Of course, that would be a ridiculous proposal. So, the concept of invisible, all-destructive, all-pervasive time is a very good preaching point for us to explain to people how you can, something certainly exists that everyone accepts, but they only accept its existence by its influence rather than by directly experiencing. I don't believe it if I see it. Well, you believe some time and you don't see it. Of course, the time here that we're talking about, like everything, like spiritual time, is the energy of the Lord. And Krishna says, Kalosmi. He's not different than that time. In the saints, that energy and energetic are non-different from each other. But this time is different than eternal time. Eternal time in the spiritual world has the characteristic, as in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, it doesn't fade away. In other words, there's no sense of past, because the fact that time destroys everything here in the material world is as a result of the fact that there's a past, there's a present, and there's a future. But in the spiritual world, everything is eternal, everything is nitya. We all know that. So why is it nitya? It's nitya because everything eternally exists at the same time. And it exists at the same time because there's an eternal present. Time means everything is eternally present. There's a sense or a feeling of past and future, but that's only a perception. It's a divine illusion. It's not the reality of the situation. How that exists, that is conditioned souls, we can't figure out, just for the same reason that we're conditioned. Achintya kaludhi bhava. This is one of those things that we don't have to just accept on faith that it exists like that. It exists, and exists in the way that it's described in the Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Because our frame of reference is just so limited that it's beyond our capacity to conceive of it. And yet, that divine present is always there, and as a result of that, or not even as a result of it, but along with that, are Krishna's eternal associates and the Vaikuntha planets and Goloka Vrindavan and everywhere, who live eternally and remain unaffected by the influence of time. In fact, they even remain unaffected by the influence of time and the modes of nature when they come here into this material world. They appear to be affected, just as Krishna appears to leave behind a material body, which is like his universal form, but that's a appearance only. It's not a reality. And of course, that's something that's even more difficult to conceive of. And so sometimes when we read about the history of the acharyas, we see that they're being described and written about, that, for instance, he displayed his pastime of becoming sick. He displayed his pastime of old age, his pastime of leaving this world, because they're simply voluntarily embracing these conditions. And they too are under the influence of the original time, of spiritual time. And yet at the same time, these other features become manifest. Otherwise, how will we be able to relate to such divine personalities? For instance, Srila Prabhupada came from the spiritual world in a 14-year-old body, and stayed here, preached to us, and went back. How would we be able to follow him? People would just say, well, yeah, it's easy for him. He just came and went. There are such exceptional circumstances of some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates who just come and go. Described how the Pandavas went back to the spiritual world in their same bodies. But that's an exception. That's just to show the potency of pure devotional service and the independence of Krishna's associates. But for the most part, they will also display a subordination to time, so that we have a proper example to follow, and so that materialistic people will say, well, there you see, they're just ordinary people just like us. They get old, they die, they get sick. You can't replace faith with anything else, and you have to have faith in our predecessors. So everyone within this material world who's under the illusion that I'm this body, or even has some kind of bodily identification. And in the verse it says, from Satyaloka and even higher planetary systems. So of course, how is it that the living entities in Satyaloka and the bodily conception of life, they're not, but still they function in that body, they still exist in that body. And because they do, therefore they're also under the influence of time. Only those who are fully transcendental, who are transcendentally situated. And therefore there's these expressions called Chiranjeev, which means that someone who actually lives forever, he's immortal. Immortal because he's in a framework, divine framework in the material world, where material time has no particular effect on it. So there's so many things to take note of, but of course one very relevant and important thing is avyakta kala tvam, that advanced devotees or devotees in general, they don't like to waste time. Because however you want to measure it, whether you want to measure it in its smallest or its greatest denominators, time is going by, and it's, Krishna says, lokaksha krit pravidha, it's killing us. Which is good in one sense, because we're getting closer back home, back to Godhead. But on the other side, we also have a limited amount of time in order to engage in devotional service, and whatever minutes has been lost, you can't get that minute back. It's there for, it's gone forever. So, as a just in parting, let's all remember what an important thing it is to always be remembering Krishna, and this is the injunction. That we always read about smartavyam satatam vishnu satatam satatam kirtayanto mam, always nityam bhagavata sevaya, nityam, eternally always engage in remembering Krishna, and then we're making good use of our time, otherwise we're wasting it and we won't get it back.